Welcome to Insights into Insurance from the A-Team at Americana Insurance Group. All information provided is educational in nature and not intended to be acted upon without first consulting the appropriately licensed professional.
It's time for our Insights into Insurance program here on 1450 KATE. Mike Whitus along with Tom Sorensen from Americana Insurance. You survived the, cold wave, not much of a heat wave.
Yeah, my limbs didn't want to move there, Mike.
That's old age. That's old age.
Yeah.
That's old age.
Well, that, and then it gets worse when it's, 15 below or whatever it was. So now I'm looking forward to today, that's for sure.
And of course,
it's going to feel like we could put on our, you could probably wear your Speedos today, Mike.
Yeah, second guessing that one as well. No, maybe next week when it's 35 degrees on Wednesday and Thursday.
There you go. Maybe then. Now all our listeners just turn off the radio picturing that one. So anyway,
I won't post it on any social media sites.
Please don't.
All right. We do have a listener email, which we always enjoy on our program. This one comes to us from Kyle, and it says, "Hello, Insights into Insurance. Used farm machinery has a high increase in value currently. How does the insurance react to a loss on machinery? Question one, would I get the higher price or do I get what I have it listed for in value on my policy?" This was sent in again from Kyle. Great question, Kyle.
It certainly is. And we're going to answer Kyle's question. Because this is currently a huge issue in our industry. Why? Well, just like everything, let's blame it on COVID, okay? With COVID, that seems like that has created a labor shortage, right?
Right.
And also supply and demand issues. We got demand on a lot of things. We just don't have the supplies. So that's increased machinery and equipment. And the other thing is cannot get new. Okay, so, I know a lot of things are getting ordered, but they might not be able to get them for a year or so. So you can't get new. So what's the next best thing? If they're needing some equipment, they will buy used equipment, which, there again, goes with the supply and demand. Farmers, they've had a good year. They like to buy things. That's one thing about farmers. They make our economy go around here.
Reinvesting.
Exactly, and they will need some newer equipment. They might have some older equipment out there that they say, this thing has seen its better day. I need to get a newer piece. And so that's why there is such an issue of supply, and which that's where it increases your machinery values, okay?
And
so
Tom,
that's what's going on.
Yeah, and it didn't happen overnight. I can even think back to even last year when John Deere was thinking of going on strike, and even prior to that, the supply just wasn't there, but like you say, there was plenty of demand. So as we're looking at Kyle's question, obviously there's got to be ways of insuring farm machinery and farm personal property.
Now, there's two traditional ways of insuring farm machinery and farm personal property, Mike. First, we call one of them is Coverage E. This one I would consider the least popular. Traditionally, it's for small farmers, retired farmers, hobby farmers, where each piece has to be listed on the policy to be covered. However, a claim will not get paid any more than what the piece of equipment is listed on the policy. A lot of times we'll have some of those hobby farmers or something, they might have, let's just say, 6, 7, 8 pieces of equipment listed out. That equipment is the only equipment that is insured, okay? If they have other equipment that's not listed on there, that is not an insured piece of equipment. So example on that, farmer has a tractor listed on a policy for $40,000, let's just say, and all of a sudden now its current value is $80,000. by the way, that's not an exaggeration. A lot of these used pieces of equipment can be double in cover or double in price right now. So he will get no more than the amount listed on the policy. So if it's current value of $80,000, he's going to get $40,000 on a claim. Okay? It'll let you say if it was total.
Right.
Okay? It also can work in reverse, too. So if he had $40,000 listed on that on the policy, but the adjuster comes out and says, well, the value of this, I can only find, basically, it looks like it's worth about $30,000, you know, through their research. They're only going to get $30,000 on it. So that's another way of looking at it and making sure your values are current.
That's just one coverage. And that's E, coverage.
That's E. Yep, that's the least popular, like I said. Now, for your more popular or more what I would say your daily farmer, it's called coverage F. Okay, E, coverage E, then now coverage F. All farm equipment and machinery is covered, but subject to a coinsurance penalty. So a farmer submits an inventory of their equipment along with their values to us. Now, lots of times we'll sit down and put this together with the farmer, or they'll put one together. A lot of times their banks need that inventory also, so we can use the same thing, but the inventory list that they give us is just a guide. So our list usually has things already on the inventory. It's just so that, oh yeah, I do have one of these. I do have one of these. I got one of these. And then they'll put what the value is, okay? It's just a guide to help them to determine what amount of value they should be insuring their farm personal property. So if I say farm personal property or machinery and equipment or chattel, that's all what I'm talking about is farm personal property or machinery and equipment.
Right.
Okay. If something isn't listed on that inventory, it would still be covered. Okay? How many...
You
what
forget
do I
about
say,
something.
Policies will actually cover something that's not listed. Okay, the farm policy is created just for that under coverage F. However, be careful. Okay, I'll give you an example. 500. Let's just say we insured has $500,000 worth of what we call coverage F equipment. The insured has a shop fire. In the shop fire was a combine, a tractor, and tons of tools and equipment. And by the way, we've had many of these in our agency. Okay? So we know what we're dealing with. Insurance company will come out, get a list of what was damaged, and then they will also do an inventory check. So they'll even do an inventory of the stuff that wasn't damaged. Okay, the requirement to receive full payment on a loss that you must be at 80% insured of all farm machinery and equipment, okay? So let's just say the insurance company does an inventory and they say, you were insured at $500,000, but we got $1 million worth of inventory out here, okay? Based on that 80% rule, the farmer should have at least been insured on his farm personal property of $800,000. Now, we always recommend trying to get it to 100% just to be on the safe side.
Right.
So the loss, okay, the fire that all burned up, the loss experienced by the farmer was a $300,000 loss. Okay, in that shop fire, he lost $300,000 worth of stuff, okay? He had $500,000 insured, right?
Right.
You'd say, well, go. Oh, he had enough money. No, he didn't, because the inventory was $1 million. That's what he should have been. The inventory was $1 million, so 80% of that is $800,000, right?
Right.
So he had a $300,000 loss. He should have at least been insured for $800,000. He insured his farm equipment for $500,000. So if you take $500,000 and divide by $800,000, that's 62.5%, right?
Well below the 80%.
Your elderly man?
Yep.
Okay. So you take the $300,000, this is where then co-insurance happens, and times that by 62.5%, and that's going to equal $187,500. So out of that $300,000 loss, he's going to receive $187,500.
Plus deductible.
Plus the deductible. Now, ouch. I got some farmers that got $1,000. I got some that $2,500, $5,000, $10,000. I got farmers all the way up to $50,000 deductibles. Okay? So in that scenario, he had a $300,000 loss, and he's going to collect $187,500 plus minus, or I should say minus, his deductible. Ouch, right?
That is a big ouch. So that's so important to get a hold of your insurance man, woman. And, of course, Americana Insurance can help you with that as well. And, Dom, let's take our first break here, and let's go through. Right. And, you know, what do we do next for that farmer that has run into that situation? You're listening to our Insights into Insurance program here on Kate 1450.
You ever hear of Andrew Carnegie? Well, he was in the steel business and he got filthy rich. One time somebody said, "Andy, what's your secret?" He said, "Put all your eggs in one basket and then watch that basket." At Americana Insurance Group, we've always liked that story. You see, our most successful clients put all their insurance eggs in one basket. Home, life, auto, ag, and business. And then they have us watch that basket very carefully. The secret to success brought to you by Americana Insurance. We're the A-Team. AmericanaInsurance.com.
Welcome back to our Insights into Insurance program here on KATE. Mike Whitus along with Tom Sorensen from the A-Team, the Americana Insurance Group. Tom, we're talking about insuring farm personal property and equipment. We kind of went through the scenario before the break. So the big question is now, what do you do as a farmer if you're, you know, maybe in the wrong direction?
Right. Well, meet with your agent, okay? Give them a call. Review your coverages and insurance values, okay? I can tell you, I would say, almost 100% of our farmers are almost probably underinsured right now in their farm equipment, okay, which that is their responsibility to make sure that they get insured at a rate value, okay? Another warning, okay, some of our farmers, I would say at least 50% of our farmers also cover grain, okay? Well, that goes into that inventory I was talking about, so that would be part of it. Now, if that's the case, when was the last time you updated that? Is your value still listed as $3.50 corn and $9 beans? Okay, there again, you would have quite a situation if you got 100,000 bushel of corn on your farm and you were insuring it at $3.50 instead of whatever $5.50, $5.75. That's quite a difference. Same with livestock. Okay, now we've talked about farm machinery and equipment. But everything I talked about with farm machinery equipment also goes with buildings, okay? Now, the insurance might be a little bit different on that, but the materials and labor are extraordinary right now. So are your buildings up to date and adequately insured? So, again, check with your agent, sit down with them, go over this.
And that is so important, Tom, because a lot of folks, you know, they just buy an insurance policy. They think they're covered for years on end, and they don't visit with their agent to get those updated values.
That's right, exactly. By the way, how does a farmer get the values to insure? Well, I'm going to invite them to the 22nd Annual Ag Summit. Doug Becker, Director in Risk Management Nationwide, will be doing a much more in-depth presentation on this topic, and he will show where you can get values on equipment. It's going to be February 1st at Wedgwood Cove, 8 a.m. registration, continental breakfast, 8:30 a.m. The summit starts, 12:30. Lunch will be provided. Farmers are invited. Must RSVP. Call our office at 507-377-2000. Or if you would like to attend, call that number, or go to AmericaInsurance.com, and we have a registration open there. So they can also email me at insights@AmericaInsurance.com.
22nd Annual Ag Summit coming up February 1st at Wedgwood Cove. You must RSVP 377-2000. And, Tom, I think you hit it right on the head by answering Kyle's question for our listener email.
Yep, I believe Kyle should have an answer.
If you have questions, you can always give Americana Insurance Group a call at 377-2000, or they can send you an email as well, Tom.
At insights@AmericaInsurance.com.
Sounds fantastic. Enjoy the rest of the weekend, and we'll talk next Saturday.
Take care, Mike.
That's Tom Sorensen with the Americana Insurance Group on our Insights into Insurance program here on 1450.
You've been listening to Insights into Insurance from the Americana Insurance Group. All information provided is educational in nature and not intended to be acted upon without first consulting the appropriately licensed professional.